Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The thing that's percolating most around the Bearosphere today, I would think, would be the audio of Ben Johnson and the team celebrating together. They have a thing.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rain!
Never let it rain!
Good gets better!
Good gets better!
And you better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3!
It is very reminiscent of the Drew Brees breakdowns in huddles.
I heard Mully and Haw talking about it this morning that Tim Duncan used to do it. That was attributed to Tim Duncan for a while.
Wow. I've never heard Tim Duncan do it.
Yeah, me neither. Apparently, the quote was attributed that Saint Jerome said.
The guy who did Roquan's contract.
What was his name?
Saint Omni.
I don't think at that time Ballard was in the business of taking an off the ball linebacker at 8.
Saint Jerome, he's the one who held up the mirror for Morris Day. Is that Saint Jerome?
Jerome, I'm in the house, Morris. That's all I'm gonna live. Look out!
But no, it's an actual saint. How could that be possible?
Orlin Park and Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the Score.
I wish I was in the locker room so I can yell and scream with Ben and the rest of the guys.
Michael, we're going to give you the opportunity now. You want to yell with the Bears? All right, so let's get you ready and let's yell with the Bears.
Go ahead, Michael.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
Good, get better!
Good, get better!
And you better get better!
And you better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3!
What? I could catch up. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, honey.
Jerome's in the house. Watch your mouth.
Hey, Jerome.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, but Spiegs was hanging out on middays today. More on that in a second. We have got a crazy packed show for you today, and we want you to be a part of it. Alex is here. My nephew Justin is in the background doing stuff. Chris Tannehill with the incredible open. That woman is Layla Rahimi.
Hello. Did I do it right?
That was pretty good, actually. That's actually better than
that
the speech.
That was really good.
Good vibes, babe.
See, you've got it all down pat.
I'm going to talk about baseball. It's going to be great.
That's actually pretty perfect. Here's what we've got going on today's show.
We're Spigs.
I can't sing the national anthem at Wrigley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You sang the seventh inning stretch, though.
I did, but that's different.
I know, but you did it. Ian Happ is going to join us, and when he does join us, it's brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com.
The low brass? Wait, that's not this show.
It can make it whatever you want.
It's hit and run.
Swing and miss. Then call it that. We usually, when we're together, it's Lawrence and Layla because we go with the alliteration.
The L and L.
Yeah, it works out pretty well.
The House of L is brought to you.
And then before that, when you used to be on my show, we called it something else.
The Monthly Visitor. I called it that because those jokes are for everybody.
Matt Forte is going to join us at 3 o'clock today. Bill Curtis is going to join us at 3:25. Yes, you heard that right. Someone in the Twitch mob was like, wait, why is Bill Curtis coming on the score? He's got a book, and there's sports stories in it, like with Muhammad Ali and whatnot. So we're going to talk to him about all sorts of stuff.
Isn't he considered?
Unlike other cities, we don't walk away from our most storied and iconic assets.
Well,
I was worried you were going to play the one about the relationship growing that we always play on the midday show.
I got some bad news for Bill on that whole thing. They're going to Arlington Heights. Matt Bowen's going to join us at 4 o'clock. But before we get into any of that, let's get into this because Layla, you were on it. You like post tape Ben?
Yes. 5 minutes talking after the game, Ben, is not ideal for me. I would like more, but what we have gotten in these past three games now is we've gotten Monday morning quarterback, so to speak, Ben Johnson. And that's when he really actually delves into the tape, and you can tell. And his answers about what he sees in his team after the game are where you find a lot of answers if you're us trying to learn about him, how he sees his team, what his adjustments are going to be.
It's crazy because how many times do we hear the perfunctory, I got to watch the tape, guys. And usually it's a stall tactic. Usually it's, I'm going to watch the tape and then I'm not going to talk to you about the things that I see on the tape.
And it's usually something where you shouldn't have to look at the tape. It's something fairly obvious where a mistake was made.
Where I give Ben Johnson props through three games is he tells us that he's going to watch the tape. And then when he gets back to us, he has thoughts about the things that he has seen on the tape. And Tanny found something too. Is this the, I mean, I know that we're in a different era now, Tanny, because sports betting is so prevalent in football. Is this the first time that we've heard a Bears coach mention the spread?
I thought the guys responded really well. It's really nice to get that first win of the season. You know, we're looking to piggyback on that performance here and go for our first road win here this week. You know, we're road underdogs already. You know, I think Vegas has picked to beat us. So we got to come out and have another great week of preparation.
So that also gave you pause because I'm thinking to myself,
tactics.
This doesn't sound normal. Like, head coaches don't usually say that.
It feels to me like something that he's using to rally. And that's what a lot of coaches have done behind the scenes for forever, even if they, before things became legal. For him to do it up front, I think is interesting. And I'm curious on whether or not that's going to be a theme in what it is. There's a part that we want to get to, and we're going to have Ian Happ coming on in a little bit, but there's a part that we want to get to and have a little bit of a discussion on. Remember that drive, Layla, in the end of the first half where you had a coach seemingly knowing what he was doing and understanding the clock and having his team wear down the clock so that the other team's not going to really have an opportunity to do anything. I thought that was a really special drive by the Bears in the game. And Ben went into detail about the importance of it.
Yeah, no, we actually watched that part as a team just because it was really good complimentary football. We got our defense out there with about 4 minutes left in the first half, and they came through with a three and out for us, gave us plenty of time on offense to where we didn't even feel like we're in 2 minute mode until it really got underneath about a minute left there. And so we were able to, I thought the biggest one was the third and two conversion that we ended up throwing the ball to Rome. Caleb did a nice job getting that ball out. But had we not converted that, that would put us in a little bit of a tough spot because they still had some timeouts left. And like I said all along, it was a very dynamic offense that we were going against. And so our goal was to score points going into halftime and not give them enough time for a rebuttal drive. And I thought our guys handled that really well.
When you've got the clock on your side and you've got all three timeouts, how do you kind of balance being kind of cautious initially versus knowing when to put the foot on the gas and hit it like
this? That's the hard part. Yeah. And, you know, that's that for me, I'd say earlier in my career, I really struggled at that as a play caller. And it's something that you kind of got to sink into what your guys do well. Being able to run the ball certainly helps in that situation where you can feel like you can be efficient moving the ball, keep the clock running, know when to put the foot on the pedal and go up tempo when we need it. Having those timeouts helps us. It gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of the play calls because we don't have to be straight drop back pass oriented. We can mix things up knowing that we can always stop the clock if it gets a little bit too close. And then I thought the other thing that was huge in any 2 minute, if you get an explosive play, then that really ups your odds of getting points. And so that throw that Caleb made to Luther was really big for us to get us from field goal range down in there to scoring range for a touchdown. So I just give our guys a lot of credit. They handled the situation well. Caleb controlled the procedure really well. And being able to score with under 30 seconds like that and our defense come back out on the field and hold them. If you remember that first game, we were in a very similar scenario where Minnesota had about 18 seconds and no timeouts, and they were able to get a field goal out of it. And so it was almost deja vu being in that same deal and our defense being able to get the stop and going to halftime.
Two things. Number one, do you know how long that scoring drive took? Exactly 2 minutes. Number two, I typically, as you know, and as we have talked about shows, I'd say around the year of 2018 or so, or maybe through 2021, the screen pass on third down was a choice, and it was usually made to be a bad one. But the difference here is that there's downfield blocking involved, and they were playing against an incredibly soft zone that was called to a fault by Matt Eberflus. And that's why it was able to work so well. And then Dallas takes that timeout with 30 seconds left, and then what happens next? That was the Cole Kmet touchdown, swing the bat. Worked out well. To have a coach say he can't manage a clock, like he needs to work on managing a clock.
While managing the clock correctly, by the way.
Yeah, to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Your 2 minute drive took exactly 2 minutes.
It was a beautiful thing to see, and I love the detail. I love the thinking ahead. Anyone who plays any sort of strategic game, I'm a chess player. You know, when you see that someone has the ability to think two or three moves ahead, that's exciting. That's really exciting. And that he's even in retrospect going, yeah, I wonder if there were some things that I could do better on stuff like that. That to me is incredibly encouraging to hear from a first year head coach.
Well, and we did, like Eberflus did that. I remember there were times where he was asked at the end of the game or after a game about how he saw that playing out. But I think because he was a defensive head coach, it was usually the risk that the offense was running whatever 2 minute drill it was, rather than seeing the success of the offense.
It's pretty stark, the difference between the two guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.